Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Joburg 22, Pretoria 24 and Mafeking 28. We start in Tshwane where the city's reservoirs have begun to stabilise. Executive Mayor Nasipi Moya announced earlier today that while the system remains under strain, overnight progress has been made with four of the eight previously empty reservoirs now above 20% capacity. Mayoral spokesperson Zintle Mahlati.
Following interventions by the city and Rand Water yesterday, water levels are steadily improving at all reservoirs affected by this week's water shortages. Efforts will continue throughout the day to enhance flow rates and support the recovery of the remaining reservoirs. In the meantime, we urge residents who currently have water supply to use it sparingly to help maintain system stability and support the full replenishment of the reservoirs.
Gauteng Premier Panyaza Lesufi will this afternoon meet with local government authorities to discuss the provincial approach on implementing bylaws and regulations for the operation of spaza shops. This follows several outbreaks of foodborne illnesses, which have led to children being hospitalised, with some tragically losing their lives after consuming snacks purchased from spaza shops and vendors at their schools. On Friday, the Gauteng Department of Education instructed all schools to suspend the sale of food within and around school premises until further notice. Three suspects connected with taxi violence-related murders in East London have been arrested by a special task team investigating serious and violent crime in the Eastern Cape.
The murders are believed to have taken place between November 2023 and August 2024, in which two taxi owners, a taxi driver and a member of a taxi association were gunned down.
According to National Police spokesperson Nathlenda Mate, two of the suspects were arrested at Mall of Africa in Midrand on Friday, while the third was apprehended in East London yesterday.
Police have seized four pistols and an AK-47 from the suspects. These firearms and rifle have been taken in for ballistics testing to determine their linkage to the murders and any other serious and violent crime. This matter is still under investigation and police will not comment further.
The Cross Border Association has reported severe financial losses in the taxi industry due to the recent Mozambique border closure and violence. Chairperson Joseph Ntemane notes a heavy toll on drivers with vehicles bought on credit as they couldn't earn income during the shutdown.
We lose a lot of money on the taxi industry. One taxi is making more than 50 to 40,000 a day. They're traveling a lot every day to come to this site. We got the 29 association crossing border to Mozambique. We want our government to try to talk to Mozambique government and then to try to fix these things and then to come to normal.
The Border Management Authority has meanwhile confirmed that cargo operations have resumed. And finally, in entertainment news, Taylor Swift, Charlie XCX and Billie Eilish are among the female artists tipped to dominate the 2024 MTV Europe Music Awards to be held in Manchester tonight, hosted by British singer Rita Ora. 10 of the 11 artists with the most nominations are women, with megastar Swift leading the way. The American, whose ongoing Eras tour is the most lucrative in history, is nominated in seven categories following the release of her 11th album, The Tortured Poets Department. In the Best Artist category, she will go up against compatriots Beyoncé, Eilish, male rapper Post Malone and British star Ray. Sabrina Carpenter, one of the stars of the summer with her hit Please, 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 completes the nominees. I'm Martina van der Walt Eler. Hoofnuus die uur, reservoir vlakke in die stad Tshwane wat sedert vroeër die week baie laag lê, is besig om stadig te herstel.
Jacaranda FM plays more.
I've been changed.